Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for a while. This is Chandra Thomas with the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. Yeah, I'm back, baby. Let's get this show on the road. Yes, let's get this show on the road. And I've never missed y'all this much as I missed y'all. Let me tell you, I've been going through some trying upon trying times with the pandemic dwindling, which is wonderful. Oh, y'all, it's been so long. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for a while. The Adventurous Foodie has been here for a while. Let's celebrate. Let's talk about our favorite foods and our favorite festivals and jams. Ooh, let's have a conversation, y'all. Let's have the Adventurous Foodie Podcast conversation. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm so back. And let's start back with our announcements. Ever dreamed of creating your own podcast? Then Anchor is the one for you. You can create, distribute, and monetize your podcast right from your phone without any extra equipment. I miss saying that. It has easy-to-use tools so you can record, edit, and add clips from any device with tools designed to make you sound great no matter what your skill level. Please, y'all, if you dreamed of doing a podcast or creating a podcast, then Anchor is for you. So go ahead. Take a step of faith. Do that podcast. It's been your dream, has it? So get started. Go. Do it. I'll be counting the time. I'll be counting the minutes for you. Start Anchor today. Okay. Now that I'm done with these announcements, I want to get into some real conversations. Boy, do I feel like LL Cool J. Don't call it a comeback. The Adventurous Foodie has been here for a long, long time. It's time for me to get back to normal, people. Because I want to talk about my favorite foods. My favorite foods. And here it goes. I know I've been talking about this favorite dish for a long time. But I love macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese because I like how the cheese melt on the noodles. You can make it with any type of milk you want, really. I like mine really with whole milk. And then melt the cheese in the milk and the butter. But first you gotta make a roux. That's something I forgot to mention. You gotta make a roux. So yeah, macaroni and cheese is my favorite. And I love quesadillas. Who doesn't like quesadillas? Again, with the melty cheese. The chicken. Sometimes the beef. Sometimes the shrimp. Sometimes any kind of meat. I can't even mention that meat. It's kind of like a sausage, but carnitas, I think. No, not. What am I saying? Anyway, I love quesadillas. I love quesadillas because you can literally make it yourself. You can go to any restaurant and order quesadillas. But for me, sometimes I make quesadillas for myself. My other favorite dish is crumble cherry pie. That melts in your mouth. When I think about cherry crumble pie, it melts me. It really, really melts me. From the bottom of my tongue to the sole at the back of my neck. I love cherry crumble pie. It has this deliciousness that nobody even knows or think about. Speak to me, cherry crumble pie. You gotta upgrade your pies, you know? But I like crumble, if you know what I mean. What's my favorite? What's my favorite next dish? Pizza. Pizza, especially when it's sausage and pepperoni. I love pizza because it melts in my mouth. Wow. It sparks something in me. I love pizza because it sparks something in me. It makes me melt. And it makes me want some pizza right now. I love pepperoni pizza. I like Alfredo chicken pizza. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. You can tell how much I miss you. That's the, my voice says, I greatly miss my audience. I greatly miss y'all so very much. What's my other favorite dish? Let me think on it for a moment. I love me some fried chicken. Especially when it's wings, especially when it's thighs, especially when it's breasts. I love me some good old-fashioned fried chicken. And the restaurant that I've been wanting to go to for quite a while is Babe's Chicken. Babe's Chicken melts in your mouth. Babe's Chicken. That's where I want to go. Babe's Chicken. I've been wanting to try their dishes for the longest. Oh, excuse me. I'm a little bit tired today, but I'm happy to speak to my friends out there. I miss you, adventurous foodie audience. I miss every single one of you. Okay, let's stop playing now. What's my other favorite dish? Broccoli with cheese. I love going to homestyle restaurants. Well, they have the potatoes, the chicken fried steak, the chicken fried chicken, the every dish that melts in your mouth. But I have the little broccoli with cheese with some mac and cheese and some mashed potatoes. I mean, you name it, I will devour it. And I love me some cherry cobbler, y'all. And some apple cobbler and some peach cobbler. I love those too. So I'm not going to leave y'all out, you sweet little pies, you. Let me think. Don't call it a comeback. The Adventurous Foodie Podcast has been here all along. That's the title of this podcast. Don't call it a comeback. The Adventurous Foodie has been here all along. Now, I got to tell you, I no longer have my Adventurous Foodie website, at least at this time. But I do have the Adventurous Foodie Facebook page. So you can continue to visit there. And also, if you enjoy the Adventurous Foodie podcast, which I'm pretty sure y'all do. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on Apple. You can also listen to me on Spotify. You can listen to me on Radio 1, wherever. Radio Public, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for the Adventurous Booty Podcast with your girl, Chandra Thomas. You can follow the Adventurous Booty on Facebook and on Instagram. It's adventures_fooey. That's foodie without the D. Yes. Please come on, follow me on Facebook. Come and follow me on Instagram. I'm here for you. Let's do this. Don't call it a comeback. The Adventurous Foodie has been here the entire time. The entire time. And I miss y'all so much. I look forward to speaking to you soon. And until next time, this is your girl, Chandra Thomas. Love you all.